Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I am your host, Adrian, and tonight we have James Rink on the line with us. James, are you there?
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, great. I'm here.
Okay, James, what's on the topic tonight? Would you want to talk about a little bit about your NeoCubes and what they can do to help people?
Yeah, well, sure, we can do that. We can go into that, or we can go really any direction you want to go. But I guess that's a good place to start. First of all, I guess for all the listeners out there who are wondering what a NeoCube is, NeoCube helps you relax by bringing chi energy into your body, and it's a meditation tool. You put it on your lap while meditating, and studies have shown if you meditate at least 11 minutes a day, that's the bare minimum, you can get the maximum effect of long-term meditation. Meditation helps naturalize your moods and helps bring in the law of attraction to help manifest whatever it is you want to desire in your life, and it also helps make you more psychic. So meditation alone is very beneficial, and using this technology in conjunction with meditation makes it even more so. I guess maybe you should go talk a little bit about what your experiences are with the cube and how it's helped you out. How's the cube helped you out?
Well, James, it's helped me out a lot. Actually, it's manifested quite a few job opportunities for me. It's opened up relationships with me, which have not been successful, but at the same time, maybe they were timelines that I had to fulfill those karmic debts. But other than that, the NeoCube has brought multiple streams of income, money coming to me. I always seem like, James, it always seems like if I'm down to my last dollar in my wallet, I always seem to have like $30, $40 in there or even more. So it's just, it's a unit that really helps to heal a lot of people and get in touch with those higher dimensions. And it almost feels like some people have to be at that vibration so they can handle that kind of energy, but it almost resonates with our energy because we're all light beings and we're all energy and water. So I strongly recommend one of those.
All right. Well, is there any callers on the line that would like to ask any questions about it, or do you want to do a meditation right now?
We can go ahead and do a meditation. It looks like we don't have anybody in callers right now. Well, we have one caller that called in. I don't know if you want to do the caller or then do the meditation.
Let's do the meditation real quick, because I'm sure the caller probably has a lot of questions too. But we can make this real fast.
Okay.
So what you do is you put, for those people who don't have a cube, you can simulate the effects by using your own chi energy. So if you want to join in, what we recommend you do is go ahead and sit down with both feet on the floor, get comfortable and relaxed, and put your hands on your lap, and imagine a cube between your hands. Inside this cube, we can make it a tesseract, which is a cube inside of a cube, and what we do is we activate the unit, device activate and increase. Device, we trust you completely to integrate our mind, body, and spirit. Stargate, we trust you completely. Device, activate Stargate mode, automatic mode. Device, integrate our mind, body, and spirit. Device, bring us in tune with the galactic chorus human resonance. Device, enlarge our pineal gland. Device, inject life force serum. Device, inject healing serum. Device, inject integration serum. These are just some examples of things you can do. What would you say, device, manifest that red Corvette that I've always wanted, and that boat, and how about a a billionaire job. Well, actually, you don't want a job. A billionaire fortune. I don't know. You know, you shouldn't put limits on yourself.
Right.
Or you could say, "I feel me." Okay, and a lot of people got a lot of health problems.
So are you saying that a lot of people should use their imagination with the Neo Cube?
Well, it is conscious energy. It's based. It operates based on your own thought formations. So
mm-hmm.
be careful what you think while using it.
Okay.
If you, for instance, sometimes you may want to be. Well, I guess it all depends on, you know, like what you ask for. Say, what you're thinking will make you say if you tell the device to give me joy and happiness in my life. And the next thing you know, you lose your job, and your other half leaves you, and you know everything falls apart. But then you realize you hated your job, and you never really got along with your partner, and
mm-hmm.
and now you're actually happy, even though you make a lot less. Although you could tell the device to help fix that too eventually. But you know these are the kind of things that the device can do for you.
So, James, what is the difference between the device and if you were to cast a candle or something or meditate? What would be the difference between the device and manifesting things without the device?
Well, the cube itself is based on sacred geometry. It anything that has a cone or pyramid shape harnesses chi energy. So
mm-hmm.
the inside panels of the cube has a bunch of copper cones, and copper is a good metal for your blood and just general well-being. And so you can activate, when you activate the unit, you turn on the chi energy coming out of these cones, and the chi energy is focused into the center of the unit where there's layers of copper, or it could be platinum, gold, and silver, depending on what unit you get. And interlaced between each layer is human hair, and we use the reason why we put hair in there is because you get a human DNA interface, and DNA is one of the core components of the unit, because actually DNA is crystalline crystals. Crystals are interdimensional portals. They open up gateways into other dimensions, and really the fifth dimension, where you can manifest anything by thinking into being, and that's where we're ultimately headed. So the device takes your thought formation here in the third dimension, it pumps it through the core of the unit, and it goes through the wormhole, Stargate, into the fifth, and then whatever it is you're thinking about is brought back down into the third and helps draw it into your life, if that makes any sense.
That does make sense.
Okay. All right. Any other questions?
Well, let's go ahead and get to the caller, James, and see what their thoughts is on all this.
Okay.
Let's go to the 646 area. Please state your name, where you're from. Hello?
Hi, good evening, everyone.
Good evening. How can me and James assist you tonight?
Well, I wonder if there is any way that I could get my boss to change his mind about extending my contract at work.
I could help out with that. Well,
sure.
Well, together we both can. We can work. Well, we could try. Actually, that's not the right word. We can edit. We can. So unless Adrian, you want to jump? Did you want to jump in there, Adrian, and mention anything, or did you want me to do a meditation with her?
I'll go right ahead, James.
Okay. And what is your name again?
Christina.
Christina. All right, Christina. What I'd like you to do is go ahead and sit down if you haven't done so already, and let's activate the unit on your lap. But it's going to be a holographic unit. And what I want you to do this time, instead of making a tesseract, I want you to envision your box, your cube. It's about 4 inches by 4 inches on your lap, and your hands don't touch it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this cube has a bunch of copper cones on the walls. They're pointing inward. So let's activate our unit, device, and I got my unit in front of me. So device, activate and increase. Let's wait till we feel the torsion energy coming off the unit. Torsion is just spinning motion, and it creates spinning motion of chi. So what you should feel is some kind of pulsing or energy sensation in your palm chakras. Again, your hands are not touching the cube. It's side by side the cube. But let me know when you can feel some kind of energy sensations.
I feel a breeze on my lats. Is that the same?
Yeah, that's good. Some people respond differently to this. Again, we have to use your own chi energy since you don't have a box right now. I'm assuming you don't anyway. All right, so what we're going to do, device activate and increase. Device, we trust you completely. Integrate our mind, body, and spirit. Stargate, we trust you completely. Now I want you to see yourself going down. Close your eyes. Going down a tunnel of white light, or it could be different colors. It's a stargate or a wormhole. So open up a wormhole. Device activate stargate mode, automatic mode. All right, device. And we ask that Christina's, what do you want, your contract to be extended?
Yes.
Okay. Device, we ask that Christina's contract will be extended at work. Device, we ask that we activate timeline editing serum, that Christina be put on a timeline where she can have joy, peace, abundance, and prosperity in her life, and this contract as well, extension. Anything else, Christina?
No, that's the biggest wish for now. Thank you.
All right. Believe it, know it, and it is done. Device in session.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What we just did is we brought that from the fifth dimension through the stargate into your aura, so that thought formation is now bouncing around in your aura, and you're going to use the law of attraction to manifest. Well, that's the ultimate goal. That's, of course, you know, the universe's highest self, but whatever happens, it's going to be positive.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Well, Adrian, is there anything you want to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to add, James, that I think that was a beautiful meditation, and that I'm picking up that I was picking up that she's going to go through some career changes too, as well. Like, are you thinking about career changes?
Yes.
In your future?
Yes.
Okay, so I do see multiple career changes in your future. As I'm picking up on your vibrations now, I see that in your future. And I also see this NeoCube actually manifesting that for you. And I'm also getting that you're searching out your twin flame too, is that right?
What? I'm sorry?
You're searching out your twin flame?
I couldn't find any opportunities.
Okay. Because I actually see a cord connected with your twin flame that you'll be connecting with very soon as well. But it'll be a really strong connection, you know?
Well, do you see that this contract will be extended or that I'll probably end up trying to look for a different job?
Well, if I were you, I wouldn't be looking right now because we're in retrograde. But I would definitely be doing a lot of meditating right now.
Yeah, I just don't understand why my boss wouldn't want to extend my contract.
It's just because the universe is not allowing you to for some reason. And for that reason, well, there's always reasons for everything, you know, and for that reason, there's something that's trying to prevent you with your boss, with the contract.
Let's see. Well, it is what it is. Well, I hope that the meditation will work and that that I will attract this new opportunity or perhaps this contract extension. There's nothing more that I could do other than just to pray on it.
You can change it. I mean, with the NeoCube and everything, you could change it, but there's always a reason for it, even if it don't manifest for your highest good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And but for right now, it's like your soul contract with this company has not ended yet. So you got to figure out why he's not accepting your contract, you know, in the material world, you know. But with the NeoCube, if you have to go that way and you haven't fulfilled your soul contract and the contract that you want to connect with him, you want him to accept, then and it happens, then it means that, you know, your soul contract with him hasn't ended yet. Meaning there's still work to be done there, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I mean, I don't know. There's just a lot of blockages and disappointments and constant negativities, and I just don't
know
how to, like...
Like that at my job, too. And, you know, it's going to get worse with this shift that we're going through right now. You know, we have to learn to live with less. Sometimes we have to learn to live with more, and then sometimes we have to learn to live with less. And make a sacrifice, and that sacrifice will open up other doorways, you know, other, like one exit leads to another entrance, you see what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I've been like that for a while, and, well, hopefully things will start to change and soon, because I just don't know, you know, how long this can go on. It's very upsetting.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Great.
And it will be for a while. I mean, you'll struggle, you know?
Yeah.
Just like I'm struggling at trying to get people to understand how I feel at my work, but it's just, and I'm doing my best to accomplish as much as I can, but it just seems like it's taken a 30 degree spin, you know?
Right. Well... It is what it is, so we'll just see what happens. I mean, everything happens for a reason.
Battle.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good night.
Have a good night. All right.
All right.
So, James, is there anything you want to share about that? Or?
Well, I guess... You know, the only thing I would like to mention is you could always tell your unit just manifest abundance and prosperity in your life. If you don't really know what it is that you really want, I mean, obviously she wanted her contract extended, but maybe it would have been best to, I mean, I'm not sure what line of work she was in. It sounded like it must have been something really lucrative. Or something that gave her a lot of joy, but maybe there's something else that's out there that's better, you know. And just you have to. Sometimes you can't necessarily fight what the universe is putting on your plate. You have to kind of flow with it, like a stream of water. You don't want to go against the current because you're going to get swept away. And it's just the way things go sometimes. So, but, you know, everybody has their path, and the good news is that we can create what kind of lives we want so that we can be in control, at least to a certain extent, to our I guess you say our higher self or what's best for us overall. So, you know, I guess it's all these experiences that we have together, we're able to slowly learn, and in time we can, I guess, not just with the help of the cube, but just really anything in general, and that's what life is all about, learning experiences. So, yeah. Well, do we have any other callers? Hello? Seems like we lost Adrian. CD's on. And it's my biggest honey. Well, if Adrian doesn't respond, then I guess maybe the universe is saying we need to end the show early. Well, folks, I don't even know if you can still hear me. I'm not getting any response feedback from Adrian. So I think we're going to just have to bring the show to an end because I don't know if even I'm live right now. All right, well, everybody have a good night. Thank you, and bye-bye.